Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
And Amanda Rando, Harness Racing New South Wales, good morning.
Good morning, Sean Cosgrove. Yes, for this morning's On The Pace, I thought we'd catch up with trainer Chris Frisby. He's been extremely busy with his horses, Cozzy. He's been racing them all over the eastern seaboard in recent weeks. So good morning to you, Chris, and thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Amanda. How are you going today?
I'm well, thank you. Now, you have just made your way up to Queensland, haven't you?
Yep. Been up here about three weeks. Bit over 3 weeks.
Yes. All right. Well, the main reason for this morning is to talk about Our Uncle Sam. Our Uncle Sam, he raced in the Lensmith Mile on Sunday. He was just beaten ahead by Major Dan. It was a huge effort. He was only second up from a break. How is he after that Lensmith Mile run on Sunday?
Yeah, pulled up real good. He got here this morning. Auntie brought him up last night and he got off the float, believe it or not, took off bucking in the paddock. So the run mustn't have hurt him too much or the trip.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, so what are the plans for him now?
He'll go to the Sunshine Sprint and then the Back to the Fact fortnight after that.
Right, and then after that, all going well, do you press on for the Inter-Dominion in New Zealand? Is that the major goal?
All going well, and then I'll probably turn him out again, give him a bit of a break and get him ready to go to New Zealand. All goes well.
Good. Well, so when you campaign your horses up in Queensland, Chris, where do you stay?
Tweed Heads. We're at Tweed Heads. There's a pony club there. We put a little bit of a track in. Oh, it's only a jog track, that's all it is. But, yeah, no, it's worked out real good for us.
Yeah, well, escape the cold from out Bathurst Bay where you live. Yep. It paid off for you. Holy Camp Clive won at Albion Park on Saturday night and he rated a career-best 151.
Yeah, he went unbelievable, eh? The old fella went unbelievable. Couldn't believe when they said he went 151 or whatever it was. It was unbelievable. Went real good. He's been going
good.
Do
you have a few horses up there?
Only six. Seven now with Sam here. He's only taken about five, six up here, so we do. We can get away with it. They're all seem to be going good. Yeah. Picking up checks, which is good.
Yeah, well, you're busy. So you had horses racing three different states last weekend, your mare, Major Occasion. She raced around at Melton in Victoria in the semi-final of the Vic Bred. She finished fourth to Pistol Abbey. It was a huge run. How has she come through that effort?
Good, actually, yeah. Steve's been looking after her for me while I was up here, and Nancy was in Bathurst. Steve's got her at the moment looking after her. And he said that he's ate up real good this week, probably better this week than what she has been. Her run the week before wasn't that crash off, but yeah. So it wasn't, but yeah, this week was real good. Oh, a bit better.
So that's Steve Turnbull. So he's your brother-in-law, isn't he?
Yeah. He's looking after her at the moment.
So Major Occasion, that was her second start back from New Zealand since she raced in the Harness Jewels?
Yep.
All right. Very good. And she's got a good draw for the final this Saturday night at Melton. She's drawn Barrier 9, so that's the second horse off the second row. She follows out Pistol Abbey again, who's kind of been her arch nemesis because she ran second to her in the heat as well. Are you happy with that draw for this Saturday night?
I would have preferred the two, but anyway, we have to take the worst. So anyway, that's life. But no, that's not too bad. That other horse is going real good, so it is. And their horses are fine at the moment. Although they're always going good, they do a good job on their horses. So, yeah, which is not too bad a run. Draw.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Major Occasion being a third start back from a Kiwi campaign, do you expect her to improve again?
Yeah, well, Stephen said, he's a bit disappointed when he pulled her out the other day because Andy got caught up in the fog and didn't get down there. And he said when he pulled out, Dave disappointed her. He felt like she was just going to go straight past him. But then she wasn't 100% after New Zealand, I don't reckon. But yeah, but now she's this week he said she's real good, ate up and everything, where the week before she didn't eat up as good. So yeah, this week's real good. So
hopefully
we're heading the right way, yeah.
And Steve will stick on for the drive again?
No, nah, Andy will go down driver.
Okay.
Go down driver, yep.
Yeah.
Steve
so he's...
couldn't handle the pressure.
Yeah, he's won. He's won into Dominions and whatnot, but yeah. Oh, very good. Oh, good. So, yeah, well, your son, Anthony, does do most of the driving for the stable, so he's going to be pretty busy too. Melbourne this weekend, and then I'm guessing he'll fly up to Queensland to drive our Uncle Sam the following weekend.
Yeah, yeah, he's come up now. He'll stay for a month now, month or so, and do it for holiday or work a holiday anyway. So it will be. Which is good.
Yeah.
Take a bit of pressure off everyone.
Yeah, well, the family also, you guys also run a feed company, don't you?
Yeah, got a couple of produce shops, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and so
they're pretty busy there. I've got a manager there, so she does a really good job. Kate and I've got good staff. I'm lucky there, I've got real good staff. Got good staff for me with my horses and my business, so that's why my horses are going so good.
Yeah, have you ever been this busy, like having, you know, horses race in three different states on the same weekend?
Yeah, well, I didn't go to Melbourne. I flew down to Sydney to Sam, and I stayed up here on Saturday night. But yeah, it is busy, but you get used to it, I suppose. Everyone else does it, yeah.
Mm.
One of those things. Yep. Like I kept saying, I've got a lot of good people around me, which helps me.
And having the good horses to do as well,
that
I'm
helps
sure.
Helps too. That's why you've got to travel, because not very often you get good enough horses to do this. So we've been kissed on the bum there, so we can get away with that.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Well, thank you for joining us this morning, Chris. We'll be following you and your horses. All the best for this weekend with Major Occasion. And we look forward to seeing our Uncle Sam in the big races coming up in Queensland.
Thanks very much, Amanda. Thank you.
There you have it, Cozzy. Chris Frisby, a very busy man. I don't know how they do it, these trainers. It's hats off to them, you know, having horses raced in three different states in the same weekend. So, our Uncle Sam, he went huge in the Lensmith Mile on Sunday at Menangle. They rated three of the four quarters in 26 and change, and our Uncle Sam was only second up from a spell. So he's only going to improve again off that effort. So I can't wait to see what he produces up in the Queensland Winter Carnival.
Terrific. Good on you, Amanda. We will talk to you tomorrow.
You sure will. Thanks,
Amanda.